Okay. It's interesting, Baal Akeda, this week's parsha, that, since this parsha deals with death, you know, and burial, and, you know, and hesped.
First funeral,
yes, you saw the parsha sheet. Yeah, so, the Baal Akeda, yeah. So the Baal Akeda, you know, agav that, starts talking about death in general. And he says something very interesting, that he was asked a question from the people of his generation, like if this world is all a passing world, you know, like the pixels on a motion camera, right? A passing world, and the real pleasure is in the next world. So why isn't the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, giving us at least, make us feel good about it? We should be able to appreciate that this world is nothing and understand that the spiritual pleasure is real pleasure. So he says like this, he says the truth is that you could perceive spiritual pleasure, but you cannot perceive it at the same time as physical pleasure. And he says that there's two types of intelligences, right? There's a spiritual intelligence and a physical intelligence. And the two do... Well, I'm going to be Miyashiv.
Who says this?
This is the Baal Akeda, Yitzhak Armoa, right? It says, and you cannot be Miyashiv the two. If your mind is attuned to Ruchnius, then it's not attuned to Gashmius. And if it's attuned to Gashmius, it's not attuned to Ruchnius. Right, so really, if you want to work on it, you could feel and understand, perceive spiritual pleasure, or at least know that that's the real thing, and this is fake. But you have to have your head there, not your head here. And he says he's mamshulit. He gives a very interesting mashal to the sun and the moon. He says that, you know, the sun is much brighter, sunlight much brighter than moonlight, but you don't have the two together, because when the sun is shining, the moonlight is nothing. Right, the moonlight is nothing. The moonlight is only of value when the sunlight's gone. So he says, so also, our intelligence that's needed, you know, to do business and, you know, whatever intelligence is involved in earthly and physical pursuits and physical pleasures, that's like the light of the moon. And it's only sholeit when the light of the sun is not sholeit. So he says you can't have a perception of physical pleasure and a perception of spiritual pleasure together. It's either one or the other, right? So
does that mean close mind that a person's attuned to spiritual pleasure, he can't experience physical pleasure?
Yeah, he won't understand what it is.
Now, not at
the same time.
No, what I'm saying, but a lot of our mitzvahs are having physical pleasures are involved in that.
Okay, so I'm be miyashiv this. I'm gonna be miyashiv because that's seemingly the missing point. But I want to just. Yeah. You know, thread through what he says, first build up a little bit what he says, and then get back to how, to fit it with, you know, what's probably bothering you all, because we do mitzvahs with our body, and, you know. But just to follow through with what he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was an example of someone who has pure spiritual intelligence. So that madrega of tmunas Hashem yabit, etc., etc. Moshe Rabbeinu was pure shmina isha, and he wasn't goris physical pleasure whatsoever, right?
After one period of his life,
when he reached, you know, when he reached the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, right. So it's Koran Orponov, he doesn't mention his Gemara, but I immediately thought that, you know, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Pnei Moshe Kpnei Chama, like he says. And Lamar said that the whole Dor HaMidbar, you know, that lived under Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, they didn't have physical pleasure. They complained that they didn't have physical pleasure. They had the mon, which is Lechem Abirim, and they had miraculous water, and they wanted Basar, and they were criticized for that. Right? They're on a much higher level. Right? You know, Uber Pnei, you know, Pnei Yoshua Kpnei Levana. And Yoshua Dafka, you know, and he doesn't say this, I'm following through. Yoshua Kpnei Levana, he's one who took them into Eretz Yisrael, and they started living a natural life. So it fits very nicely with his, Chama Levana, like spiritual intelligence, physical intelligence, Dor HaMidbar versus Dor HaBayaretz. Right? But I want to, bring this. And by the way, what similar to what he says, the Rav Shachaim says a similar vort on Derech Drush and what Chazal say that Cholam Roim Es Hakolos, they saw the sound that Ro'u Es Anishma V'Shamu Es Anira. So the Rav Shachaim in Shar Gimel says Al Derech Drush. I'll tell you what it means. Physical pleasure is what we see, and that's what we believe in because we see it. Spiritual pleasure we hear about. Right? And whoever, quite how much you're going to believe in what you see. Lo te shmiya gdola miriya. But by Mamad Ar Sinai, there was a switch. Ro es anishma, that which we, normal people here, we hear about, that they mamish saw. And to them, that was real. Right? To them, spiritual pleasure was real. That's what it means, ro es anishma. Vishamu es anira, and that which we see, which is physical, to them, that was just something that, after, at Mamad Ar Sinai, you tell them that there's such a thing as physical pleasure, I hear, right? I hear, it's an interesting idea. So they mamash were a switch, and this all fits nicely because on that short time of Mamar Sinai, they're on the Madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Okay, but nonetheless, Pnei Yoshua ka Pnei Levana, right? And they would come to Eretz Yisrael to live natural lives, and that's what it says. Ve'emunas itecha choshev emunas es seder zroim. We spoke many times. Ve'emunascha balelos, right? So the physical life is something that's very important for Avodas Hashem because there's no mitzvahs in a spiritual plane. Only in the physical plane there are mitzvahs. That's why mitzvahs betelos lasid lavo because it's not going to be a physical world anymore. It's not going to be any work to be done, right? But the end is that we count time by both of these luminaries. We're on a lunisolar calendar, right? We have to, and that's the first mitzvah that we got is about Achorish Zelachem, the Mekadosh Levana, and part of the Rambam holds it's all one mitzvah, it's all the same mitzvah. The Rambam argues itself is two different mitzvahs, but the Rambam holds it's all the same mitzvah to keep it consistent. Shamor Achorish Aviv is a prat within the mitzvah of Achorish Zelachem, right? That to be Mekadosh Levana, and now you can say why Mekadosh Levana? Because the Levana is connected to physical life, and that's where we have to add Kedusha. We got to add Kedusha there, right? With Kiddush Achodesh. Shabbos, which is totally in the sun, we don't have to be Mekadosh. Shabbos is totally in the sun, because it's a day. So the seventh day is Shabbos, God makes Shabbos. Yom and Tov, which are totally in dates, which are by the moon, you have to be Mekadosh Levana. You've got to put the Kedusha there. Right? Now we do that by balance the moon with the sun, with the Ib Soda Ibur. Right? Right? The Soda Ibur. Right? We have to keep the two balanced. So of course, physical pleasure is important. But when it's balanced with the sun, right? So it shouldn't be like the moon separate from the sun, right? Which is the Muslim calendar, and Kayadua, they're just behemoths. They're totally into Bahamias, right? Kayadua, right? We have to keep the physical balance, so the moon balanced with the sun, right? And that's the end of Kiddush Halavana, Kiddush HaChodesh, put Kiddush in the moon, and part of that mitzvah is to keep it balanced with the sun. We're on a lunisolar calendar. That's our whole mission, right? And this is has to do with Avraham and Sarah. So to bring it back to this week's parasha, where he happens to darshan on this, that really the difference between Chama and Levana is this between Neshama and Guf, right? The sun is the Mashpia and the moon is the Makabel. That's like the Neshama is the Mashpia and the Guf is Makabel Hashpa from the Neshama. And the Zohar says this week's parasha. The Neshama of Tzaddik is called Avraham. The Guf of Tzaddik is called Sarah, like we wrote in the Parsha sheets, right? And the Zivuk between Avraham and Sarah, the end of Marsa Machpela, that the man and woman are together. That's connected Levana and Chama, just like you're Mekadosh Levana, you're Mekadosh the Isha, right?
Isha
Kugufa. Right, Isha Kugufa, I know we spoke about, right? But it's to keep her, in sync with the Neshama, right? Like Kiddush HaChodesh is sort of to put Hashpa into it, and part of the mitzvah is to keep it balanced, right? Right, and that's that scene of Maros HaMachpelah we explained, right? The double, keep the moon balanced with the sun, and with this we understand that the spiritual experience is important and is not a contradiction to the spiritual intelligence when you keep the two balanced, when you keep the two bezivuk, keep the two together like Ish V'Isha. They're opposites, but they're meant to work together and complement each other. Right? Right? And so now there's an amazing ha'ara, right? So Pnei Moshe ka Pnei Levana, Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ka Pnei Levana. And we said Sarah is connected to Guf, which means she's connected to Levana, right? Right? So Yoshua, where do you get the Yud? Where do you get the Yud from?
Sarah.
From Sarah, right? That he's a Hemshech of Sarah, that the Ziv Moshe and Yoshua, that's Chama and Levana, that's Avraham and Sarah. That's Avraham and Sarah. Moshe liked Avraham, and Yoshua liked Sarah, right? And that's what happened by Muhammad Samalik. B'chalanu anashim, say, you do the Maisa with Guf, with the Cheref, and I'll be with the hands in prayer. And that's the connection between the two. Moshe is the 100% spiritual, Yoshua is the physical doer, and the two are supposed to work together, very kashim yor Moshe, the Gavar Yisroel. Right? And that also explains. So Yoshua, because he got the Yud from Sarah, that's why he didn't go along with the Eitz of the Meraglim. There's one other guy who didn't go along with the Eitz of the Meraglim. Kalev. Where did he get his chizuk from? Mar Samach Pela. This week's parsha. Because that's what Mar Samach Pela represents. It represents finding the balance between the spiritual and the physical, which is Besod Zohar and the Keva. That's Kefal. We, the Jews, we count by two luminaries. We have Kefal. We have double. We have the physical and the spiritual. And that's what the Meraglim failed to understand. They looked at the Levana and the physical as something divorced and anti the spiritual. That's why they wanted to stay in the Midbar. Right? Right? And so Yoshua got his koach from Sarah Imenu, which is connected being Mekadosh the Guf. Right? And Kalev got it from Mara Samach Pela, which is the Mokum that symbolizes that the Guf and the Shama and the physical and spiritual belong together.
So is it still true then that what you started off with though,
right?
That as long as you focus on spiritual, then you can't have physical?
Yeah, that's if you have a view of physical, it has, you know, physical,
for,
earthy,
for self.
Thanks for everything. Physical. But yeah. If you view it as a kli for Avodas Hashem, then it's not a stira. And that's how you can have the moon and the sun together, like in our calendar, that we have to balance, you know, we have to balance the moon with the sun, with the Ibur, to always keep Nisan in the spring. So that's to balance the moon with the sun.
So that's the reason why a lunar eclipse is bad.
That's right.
Because they cancel each other out.
That's right. It comes between them. Right. Right. That there's it's a pirud. That's right. Lunar eclipse is bad because you made a pirud between the Chama and the Levana.
They're no longer...
Right. They're not aligned anymore. And that whole Jewish... And that's why it says, Likui Levana is bad for Am Yisrael, but it's not just because the moon is covered, it's because there's a pirud between the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. That's what's bad about it. We have to keep the two balanced together. Like Guf and the Shama. Like Zohar and the Keva.
I wonder, is there any way you can extend this mushal and say that just like the whole koyach of the moon really comes from the sun.
Right.
So too, the whole koyach of physicality.
Right, comes from the spiritual.
The perceived pleasure of physicality really comes from the spiritual.
Yes. It's too bad it's Tzvi left.
Yeah, it makes
because
sense,
so. Because that's a big yesod in Chassidus. Anything good about Olam Hazeh is the nitzotz of Elokus.
Right. Yeah, but
that's really good.
There's very easy to prove this. Because if Ador Rishon didn't do his chait, there wouldn't be any Isha. So I mean that Ish, it's right, doesn't it say that it was called Isha because from the man she was made?
Right, from the man she was made.
Well, yeah, so they must be related.
Of course. Okay. Chaim. Well, yeah, thank you everyone. Thank you everyone coming.